That's 800-259-9231, and you're listening to Mark
and Dennis
on Free Talk Live. Well, it's Mark Talk Live tonight because Ian's away. He's off on a secret mission. Hopefully he'll get back in one piece this evening, and everything will be just fine come Saturday night. Don't you worry your little heads about it. Tonight, however, we've been having fun talking about global warming and all kinds of things. We seem to have gotten stuck on the global warming issue, and that's fine. That's the way the show goes. As a matter of fact, Brant from North Carolina, since it's a show about your calls, let's talk to Brant from North Carolina about global warming.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
I'm well. What's up?
Hey, on this global warming thing, global warming may be debatable, but I think the big farce human of it, if they didn't say it was caused by humans, what would be the control that they would be able to inflict upon populations?
Right. That's absolutely that's the true portion of it, that if it wasn't for humans causing it, so global warming, I think we can pretty much everybody agrees on. Not everybody agrees on, but you can agree on global warming, but without saying that, in fact, that humans caused it. And I think that that's where you got this more tenuous evidence that you just sort of have to accept. Trust people's opinion on, and it seems like the people that I'm trusting are people that I've been contrary to trusting for a very long time, the Democrats, the liberals, right. The progressives. I don't particularly want to trust them, and the Republicans are telling me different.
Well, and of course, all that control of the population, what they end up doing is controlling the economy and then destroying so much more than whatever the heck it was that the people were doing just of their own volition in the first place.
And I think the global warming itself is very debatable. There's a website called Science and Public Policy Institute that I think is somewhat fair-minded. But even something as simple as what makes all the difference in the world. If you draw it,
as simple as what? I'm sorry, Brad, before you go on, as simple as what?
As where you draw the baseline, where you start measuring the temperature.
Yes.
If you start where Al Gore starts, it shows that the heat goes up. It shows, for the past 7 years, the world, in fact, has been getting cooler.
If you draw it where, Al Gore draws it where, it'll, in such and such a place.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I haven't seen his film. I've seen a point-by-point refutation of it. But
yeah.
You can tailor your argument by where you start in history, where you start measuring.
Sure, so it's like if you invest in the stock market at this time and you buy gold at that time and then you sell in the stocks.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, what was this organization, Brent?
Science and Public Policy
Science and Public Policy Institute? You're having some trouble with the audio there. Is it Institute?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No problem.
SPPI, Science and Public Policy Institute.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Brant. Go ahead.
Two quick things. The sun is where carbon dioxide emissions. And number two, the biggest greenhouse gas is water vapor.
Yeah, that makes perfectly good sense to me. I have heard that. So what we need to do is dry the planet out. Thanks, Brett. 800-259-9231. And let's take Jason in New Hampshire, who also wants to chime in on this. Jason.
Hey, you guys doing that?
Absolutely capital, sir.
Yeah, if we just kind of listen to the scientists, whatever happened to back in the 70s when they claimed we're getting into a new ice age, all the environmentalists were?
Yeah, then it's been claimed. So what do we do with that?
Well, it turned out to be completely false. The same environmentalists that were claiming, we're doing this big environmental disaster and there's a ice age coming on. Now the same exact people are claiming it's global warming. And the interesting thing, what I love is now They don't even use the word global warming. They use the word climate change. And then they say climate change can make anything occur. So it could make the temperature go up or down. So no matter what happens, they're right. I wish I could have that type of, you know.
You know, that's the part that's annoying is, of course, we're having climate change.
It's called the weather.
Take this cigarette, smoke deep into your lungs. It's the best thing for you.
Thanks, Jason. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the amp line here. Murray, what do you got to talk about here, brother?
Hey, I wanted to change the subject a little bit.
Thank you. We do that.
God bless you.
I know your motto, Mark, is cops, courts, and roads. Is that right?
Yeah, I like that one. I think that those are areas of government that, although maybe they're the government's not the most efficient organization to run them, that people have the most problem approaching in their minds. It's the first places that they're going to go when you have conversations with them. And I'm willing to trade cops, courts, and roads for everything else. Okay, I'll trade you, the government, for cops, courts, and roads, and you give me the government in everything else. Is that a deal? And then you're bargaining already.
Hey, but it's better than we got.
All right, and you'll be happy with that. But don't you think that just courts would work better than that? Now, couldn't you have, if you had the roads privatized, you could have a market clearing rate. So during rush hour, you would charge more. Right.
Okay.
And during night you would charge less or nothing, uh-huh. And this would be more efficient, right?
Some cities that like do metering do that now, like London.
Yeah, I don't dispute for a second that the private market could handle roads better than the government does. I'm not going to dispute that with you. You're not going to find me saying that, oh, that's not true. The only thing you're going to find me saying is that you're never going to sell this system to people, and you're scaring them. You're not making friends. You're scaring people. Stop scaring them.
It's not my fault that they have misunderstandings.
I understand. You can call them idiots if you want, but that doesn't change that they run your life.
I just think they're afraid. I think they're afraid.
Okay, they're stupid and scared.
It's not stupid. The fact is that the taxpayer, the general taxpayer, pays for the roads. They're not paid for by drivers, so we subsidize drivers. And at the same time, the rural areas overwhelmingly subsidize the urban areas. Don't you find that a bit problematic?
I think it would just be the opposite. Wouldn't the urban areas subsidize the rural ones?
And as far as the roads, I mean, no, gas taxes, I mean, you know.
Gas taxes
are a very, very small percentage of where the money to pay for the roads comes from. And the fact is that the rural roads cost like 10% of the price that urban roads cost to build. So since the general taxpayer is paying for the roads, the rural areas are subsidizing the urban areas.
But aren't there a tenth of the people living out in the rural areas as opposed to the urban areas?
Well, that might be true, but we're talking about per person, not...
Whichever way the money goes, it's still subsidizing, and subsidizing is wealth destroying.
Right. For you to go to the store, even if you bought a normal grocery cart full of stuff, if you were charged just the normal grocery cart price, you're either going to pay more or less than you would have if you went to a grocery store which sold stuff per item like you normally do. It's going to be an inefficient and stupid system one way or the other. But I do thank you for the call, Murray. 1-800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 protein, superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchoose.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
You listen to Free Talk Live 2.0 with Mark
and Dennis.
And before we go on back into the calls, I need you to understand that more than 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email. Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential. It's guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go over there and get a free account today at privacyharbor.com. So, roads, global warming, where will it all end? Well, I can't tell you for sure, but I know that Keith and stuff from New Hampshire is on the line. So, Keith.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Keith and stuff.
I like what y'all have done with the show.
Thank you. We've redecorated.
Yeah, well, some people can't get enough of you. You know, 3 hours a day just isn't enough. And for those people, they're in for luck, because tomorrow you're going to be speaking in Boston at the End of Fed rally.
That's true. I am going to be there. I've been reading up on my Dishonest Money book, written by Joe Plummer. We had him on the show, and I'm ready to talk to people at the Fed rally and get them all excited and listen to Free Talk Live.
So you're going to be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., right?
Oh, I'm not going to be there the whole time. What time am I speaking?
Good question. I think you'll be speaking around 11 o'clock.
I guess I better be there by leave here by 9 then.
Yeah, I would say actually before that. It's like a 2 hour and 10 minute or so drive.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you'll have to give me an address to go to too. So where is this federal building in Boston?
It's right across from the South Station, which is one of the busiest places in Boston, on 600 Atlantic Avenue.
Okay.
But they're happening all over the country at all the Federal Reserve buildings. So if people don't live, you know, near Boston, they can go to any of the Federal Reserve buildings.
Isn't it inthefed.org where all these rally, where you can find out where the nearest rally is to you?
Inthefed.us works, but you can just Google it.
That much is true. So In the Fed rally, and likely you'll come up with one. And they're all over tomorrow, right?
Oh, yep, tomorrow, all over. And there's famous speakers just like you at most of them. So
at the one in Boston,
go to any of them.
At the one in Boston, I believe that Representative Dan Itzar, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, is going to be speaking at that one, I think. Is that true? Or is he speaking
at
another one?
I think he was thinking about it, but there might have been a conflict, so he might not be speaking there.
Oh, you know what I love about Boston is that it's in Massachusetts, and it's close enough to just drive down there for the day, but it's like in a different state, so when we secede, it's that Fed building is nowhere actually in our border. It'll be great.
It's nice to see big cities. I like them. And one good thing about Boston is that when you drive in Boston, you get this. It's some of the worst roads in the nation. Boston, Washington, D.C., some of the worst places to drive in the entire nation. And then you remember, I hate driving in cities. And then you can go back home and everything's great. You know?
It is great when you cross that state line into the state that doesn't have the sales or income tax, and suddenly the road goes smooth. And it's like really nice. And you go, whoa, what an object lesson.
Yep,
and
nice.
Then the sign says safe and reason, you know, be safe. It's the New Hampshire way with your seatbelt.
Keith, what other famous folks are we liable to see at this speech, at the end of the Fed rally tomorrow?
Well, I don't want to give away all the details when it comes to that, but there is something I am willing to reveal.
Well, this frightens me.
You're a woman.
And you might not like this, but I said there was a surprise when I called in earlier this week.
Okay.
And there is a surprise. We do not have a permit for speakers, so we will be violating the law. Not the Constitution, but the law.
Right. Well, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to the Constitution, we'll be fine. Because, you know, what are they going to do to me? What could they possibly do?
It seems like a rally that's going to be this big is the perfect size to actually go ahead and, like, because what are they going to do, roll in the tanks? Like, they're not going to give that to you. So it's perfect.
Well, I remember that was one of the things that Ian was harping on the Tea Party rallies about, how they got permits for speakers and all this.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing we're just not going to do. So this is almost like civil disobedience.
Well, I have no problem with civil disobedience. I just have a problem with dumb civil disobedience. This I don't think is dumb, because the Constitution says right there, I got the right to peaceably assemble. They didn't mention blowhorns, but they didn't have those back then. So what are you going to do?
Well, and it's thinking two or three steps ahead. What are they actually going to do? It is not realistic that they will shut the thing down. And if they do, great. The media will be perfect and no one gets hurt.
Yep. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of cameras to see Mark Edge getting hauled off to jail for peaceably assembling. Thanks a lot, Keith.
Thank you.
Keith is awesome, by the way. Keith is a madman. He's a monster. He's a machine.
Well, he's certainly a dynamic young man for liberty.
He's a liberty bomb.
I
you understand? He is a liberty bomb that has been dropped on New Hampshire.
I respect so many things that he's involved in. 800-259-9231, and you can give us a call about whatever you want to talk about. But we've been talking about global warming, and we're going to continue with Sean in Minnesota.
Hey,
you got
good
up there,
evening
Sean?
There.
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, good evening there, guys. I want to weigh in on this science stuff. I don't know. I haven't been able to decide which is worse, the false science, which I do believe, Mark, as you were saying, that the majority of scientists, not all, but I would definitely say a good majority really are producing false science because they work either for the government or for a transnational corporation. So in both of those institutional settings, it's very hard to do objective scientific research because your salary is tied to whatever outcome this government agency or this transnational corporation, whatever outcome they want.
Yeah,
and
I think in a way, isn't it more cultural than the fact that the money's there? Isn't it just the fact that, I mean, it's a culture of greenies. And if you hang out with those people, you have to be pretty contrarian, like a libertarian would be, you know, to kind of not buy into the whole thing.
Yeah, but people who practice religion, and I'm sure if there's someone in the audience who practices religion, they'll probably be calling to blast me. But you know, that's why I say I don't know which is worse, because like people who believe in the Christian Bible, for example, believe that Earth is 6,000 years old. Okay, based on what evidence?
Counting the gas.
that's the evidence. Well, you know, and that's, I think you bring up a good point that most people of, you know, people of many religions would concur with, is that the whole greeny thing, the whole global warming thing, smacks of religious fervor in many, many ways. Now, I'm just saying that it sounds that way from somebody sitting here on the outside. I don't know. I haven't read the science. I can tell you, I'm not going to either, but from that side, it seems like there's a lot of faith, and there's a lot of people, you know, saying, "Oh, woe is us," you know, talking about, you know, trying to do penance and, you know, how we're evil people, you know, how we're bad and how we must be punished, and it does sound religious in nature. Thanks for the call, Sean. Give me on my home telephone number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit TubeNatural.com and order today. TubeNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TubeNatural.com. That's TobeNatural.com. TubeNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live 2.0 with Mark
and Dennis.
And, well, you know, we've been talking all night about all kinds of different things, whether it's global warming or roads. I don't know. You can call in and talk about anything you want to talk about at 800-259-9231. But we did mention at the end of the first hour that, in fact, all your fears about the Amaro are unfounded. Dennis. Where do you get this information?
So, you know, people who are concerned about the dollar going away and being replaced with something, they've been talking about the Amaro for years, and that's...
They have been, and as a matter of fact, I've seen pictures of the Amaro, and it looks suspiciously like a North American currency, so... Why, what's going
to
happen?
Well, like a lot of conspiracy theories, there's some truth to it. Then there's some aspects to it that aren't such to worry about, like the fact that it's a non-starter and it's not really politically viable. It's not going anywhere.
Right. At this point, Americans do not want to go into a union with Canadians and Mexicans because, well, we're too wealthy in this country to do that. Why would we sign on to the poor people in Mexico? And Canada is certainly not a poor country, but a lot of what their industry is feeding their greedy, fat neighbor to the south.
Well, here, this article from TheEconomist.com, the current issue, Mission Possible, talking about the International Monetary Fund.
I love them.
The International Monetary Fund, right? So this is like the bank of last resort for countries. If your country is on its knees and can't make its payments, you go begging to the IMF, and the IMF comes in and takes over your country for you, sets its policies, and says, here's a couple billion.
Yeah, and that billion it gets from the United States citizens who back it up.
A number of countries contribute. You know,
yeah, that much is true.
China's really proud to be contributing a lot at this time, and God bless China.
Yes.
All right. The leaders of the world's biggest rich and emerging economies decided in London that the IMF should both have more resources and play a broader role in the world economy than in the past. So right away you should have alarm bells, right?
Yeah.
But they said that the fund's resources were to be increased by $500 billion to $750 billion, and then it would be allowed to issue $250 billion worth of its own quasi-currency, the Special Drawing Right, or SDR.
Now, the SDR is essentially, it's tied currently to the U.S. dollar.
Well, to a basket of currency. Basically, it's tied to the assets of the International Monetary Fund, which is donated tax money from a bunch of different countries, and usually when that happens, the U.S. donates a lot.
Okay.
So it's basically a currency, a debt-based currency, that's based on the existing debt-based currencies that have just stored up their non-value in the IMF.
Right.
And so
all the currencies that people that are currently being donated to the IMF are fiat currencies, meaning that they're not backed by anything.
Right. I mean, do you think the government goes without to give the IMF a couple billion? The answer is no.
No.
Not particularly. So the theory is they're going to lend these out much more freely because there's a stigma associated with going to the IMF and begging for funds. Your country doesn't want to be seen doing that. But there was this big show. You may not have seen the news, but Mexico went with pride to go and draw on some funds from the IMF under their new program, which is going to make it much easier for countries to, you know, step up to the lending window of last resort and not have to do all those pesky things to their economy, like really tighten down on what the government is doing to the economy and let it be a little bit freer.
It's like the IMF and all these global governance, quasi governance agencies out there. It's like they want to destroy the world's economy.
Pretty much, this tool will do it. Now, this is great. So you have a debt-based currency, which is always like a pyramid scheme, based on another debt-based currency, which is our pyramid scheme, the debt-based dollar. You've got an inverted pyramid sitting on top of an inverted pyramid, as one clever financial dude put it. This thing is going to tip over fast as this extra special reserve currency based on nothing gets injected into economies that are in the process of imploding. That makes it easier to inject in these economies, and this is great. China and Russia have even talked about making it, the IMF, the issuer of a global reserve currency to replace the dollar.
Right. You know, this is, from everything I've read, this is the whole purpose of the IMF in the first place, is to replace the U.S. dollar as the recurrent, certainly they've got the window dressing that says, we're here to help poor countries, let rich countries help poor countries. We didn't need that. We could have done that anyway.
Well, sure. I mean, banks are always going to step in towards the bottom of a cycle because that's where you can make a profit investing. Look, you know what? When Iraq in 2003, the tail end of 2003 was in shambles, I remember me and my wife talked about, wow, you know what we ought to do? We ought to invest in Iraqi infrastructure because I tell you what, if you know, there's nowhere to go but up, this is a great investment opportunity. Unfortunately, what they've had there is, you know, out of control and possibly not the best investment. But I seriously, look, places like that where you, at least where you don't have actual warlords taking over the country.
Yes.
If you don't have that, you just have like a Bolivia type of a situation. You have a Brazil type of a situation.
It can only go up.
It's going to go up.
Right. Iraq is going to go up.
And you know what? I agree. People who want to make money with their money will put it in places where it's likely to go up, guaranteed.
Right. And, you know, it's going to get better there, especially as soon as, the United States gets out, then they'll find whatever equilibrium they're going to find. It may take half a decade for that to happen, but they'll find whatever equilibrium they're going to find, and then they're going to buoy upward.
So now we're going to take these markets that have been destroyed by their government's, you know, mismanaging of the economy, and just make sure that everything stays the same enough by injecting more funds into those situations. Basically, okay. It's going to be a suck. A global suck of wealth just out of the environment. But then now, if
out of what?
Out of the economic environment. If you
okay.
If you dig the environment, you should dig economics because the two are clearly related, mathematically, right? So
I'll take your word for it.
If there's a reserve currency that replaces the dollar, what do you think will happen to the value of the dollars that you currently own?
They will go into the pooper.
Well, they'll go down at least a little bit, and there'll be the perception among the market that the dollar has less value. Bubbles pop when there's a general consensus that now is a good time to sell. It doesn't matter if you think it's only going to go down 5%, but everyone does,
right, and everybody
thing
thinks,
implodes, goes to nutco land.
Boom. You know, this is what happened actually I remember the real estate bubble in Sarasota, Florida. We all talked about the bubble in Sarasota. Now remember, this is the time frame when your house would go from 60,000 to, 360,000 in a decade. I mean, those are not unrealistic numbers. And then, back down to 22,000 or whatever. I don't know what the numbers are now currently, but I know that...
talk to me about internet stocks sometime.
It's not worth that much. We were talking about the bubble, and the idea was, I think that the bubble's really going to be just a plateau. I mean, people want to move to Sarasota, Florida, don't they? Don't forget about the baby boomers. They're getting older. They want to move here. We didn't believe for a second that the bubble was going to be much of a bubble. Or, the bursting of the bubble. We knew it was going to happen, that there was going to be a slowdown, no big deal. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's when everyone at the same time decides that things are going to go down a little bit. Everyone's selling.
Yep.
No one's buying. Panic
mode. How do you sell dollars, though?
Oh, you can sell dollars.
Okay. That's how do I sell my dollars?
Currency traders do this kind of thing. You get an account with a broker.
Okay. Well, I mean, the average person doesn't do that.
In fact, if you have like an IRA type of account, if you have, you know, with your employer and stuff, you may very well have currency markets that you can move into. I don't know if you can do that with an IRA fund. I don't know. But if there's like, yeah, you can do that with online.
One of the ways that I know that you can sell dollars is buying gold or silver. And I also know another thing is dollars aren't going up. Okay, because currently I think we've printed like double the amount of dollars. I think the monetary base, I believe, is what they call it, in the last 8 or 9 months. That means, well, there's twice as much of it, so it can only buy then half as much stuff. It's going to take a little while for that to happen. And there's also this check, which is the IMF, it's the world reserve currency, the dollar is, and that many countries will buy it in order to make investments in the same way that they would buy gold to make investments.
China doesn't have to sell the stock it has in America, its T-bills and its bonds. All it has to do is stop buying them, and then everyone else goes, oh my God, there's not enough buyers, the thing implodes.
You're right. That's all they'd have to do is stop buying 10% as many.
Yep.
800-259-9231.
How many people on your block own gold?
Not none.
Times, inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You're listening to the new Free Talk Live with Mark
and Dennis,
and we've kicked Ian out, and you know, we'll probably bring him back tomorrow or something like that.
I buried Ian.
You know, one thing that I haven't been doing tonight, Dennis, is every time I say 800-259-9231, I'm supposed to call that the SACL CAI line, because, well, they've paid a lot of money to sponsor the show.
And maybe SACL is crying.
Yeah, they do a great deal for Liberty, and I'm just not mentioning them at all. And so I can tell you that Jason Osborne is the biggest advocate of Liberty that I know. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you know what? You need to try something new in the area of collections, because very few people got into the work that they do to do collections. Who wants to do that? Turn it over to SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com, and you'll be doing something good for the universe. So, Dennis, I've got an email here that I want to get into before the end of the show, and it's from Richard. He says, early on Wednesday's show, you spent some time explaining to a fringer that conspiracy theories, whether true or not, are not very useful in evangelizing liberty. Immediately afterward, Gene the Christian Anarchist called in with his usual explanation that government is fiction, which you and Ian agree with to a large extent. I feel that it's just as useless as conspiracy theories, and that you should distance yourself from it with the same tact.
Amen. It's like arguing that there is no green. It's just an idea. There's no circle.
There are many contexts. Yeah, I guess you're right. There are many contexts where it is helpful to explicitly consider groups of individuals united by cooperation as a single collective entity. Telling someone that government is fiction strips away that value, costing them more than you offer. I do think that there's some value.
There's no football team.
Just men in uniforms running around in grass with a football hurting each other.
I like to pet each other's bum.
Well, who doesn't? I think that there's some value in calling them the people in government.
It's the people in the football team. I don't get this argument. The answer is 42. I mean, you don't have to argue that you are not Groom Fondle.
What's the question? Okay, so maybe I'm wrong. The people on the football team. All right.
I can see the football team giving out the tickets. I can just see it, man.
All right, the same reasoning used to prove your claim equally applies equally as well to proving the same thing about community, forests, Google, even Free Talk Live.
After trees. All, there's no trees. There's just the atoms in the trees.
You've read this email.
Really?
Yeah, after all, your business is nothing more than a collection of people and inanimate objects. For that matter, even people are fictional.
There's no life force.
There's no Mark Edgington. Real in, which, by the way, is my real last name, for those who need to know, merely a thin cloud of condensed energy called protons, neutrons, and electrons, separated by vast stretches of nothing.
Billions of star stuff.
Well, true in the strictest sense, integration of any of these claims into one's psyche is paralyzing rather than enabling. High-level reasoning is impossible without abstraction. I think many are loath to accept such a nihilist deconstruction as government is fiction because they can vaguely see where it leads. At any rate, it seems to be useless for bringing them over to liberty.
Yep.
Though members of the choir sure fancy it, I argue that there are governments, gangs of power-seeking men and women acting, see, he said men and women, acting with the common purpose of improving.
Oh, it's women, too. Let me tell you, they are some of the worst. Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I would not disagree.
Nanny status women? Man, they are dangerous.
There's a...
you got a senator here, right?
Yeah, there's a particular senator here and representing this area, and I'm sure you've got one in your area, too.
We love you, Sylvia.
That, you know, she had some children, and I'm sure she did a great job raising those children.
And I'm not one of them!
And she knows how to raise you. And if you don't like it, she'll punish you just like she did her boys.
I hate you, Mom.
And she'll paddle your butt and she'll send you off to jail or whatever.
I bet that sounds familiar to a lot of senator moms. I hate you, Mom.
And it's just, I just don't know what to do with it. You know, please stop telling me what to do, Senator whoever. I just don't need it in my life.
I just want to be left alone.
That's absolutely true. I can handle putting my seatbelt on myself. Thank you very much. All right. Going on with the email, I seem to have gotten myself sidetracked here. Let's see. Men and women acting with the common purpose of improving the world, including, especially, their own lives in it. This is the God's honest truth, is when in the process of improving the world that all these politicians do, they do a very good job of improving how things are for them and the people that have contributed to their campaign and the lobbyists they get along with that buy them meals and all that other stuff. They do a very good job of you know, helping themselves out and rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies in the process.
It's a happy side effect of good policy.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. You know, not only do I get to serve the world, but I get this nice vacation, to the Bahamas, and they buy me dinner on a regular basis. Not to mention all the money that gets slipped under the table that you just never get to see because they never get caught. All right. By coercing desired behavior from others through the use of such tools as legislation, handcuffs, jails, courts, and most importantly, claimed authority. And we saw in the Milgram experiments that, in fact, somebody who is in a position of authority can get people to do anything just by telling them.
People love being told what to do.
66% of people were willing to kill a person in the other room because some guy in a white coat stood there and said, "You must continue with the experiment." Now, you can't tell me that authority is not dangerous.
Just look in your own life. Look, the fact is, you know, people love being told what to do. People just, they do. They love it. They thrive on it. The worst thing in the world is say, "I don't know what to do with myself." Or I'm going to watch TV.
And the funny thing is, on my mother's refrigerator when I was growing up, there was a little, she had this, you know, just a little saying that, you know, it was a tiny typed out thing. It wasn't huge. And it said, "People long to be told what to do, if only to have something to rebel against." And that really sums it up. Like, either they want to be told what to do, or they want to tell you to stick it in your butt. And between those two, you've got people that will either do what they're told or tell you to, you know, go jump in a lake, and that's everybody. So it makes that little saying seem very, very relevant to me. And the fact that it was on my mother's refrigerator while I'm growing up, you know, it just serves to cement that, holy crap, they were right.
That's why I put the isosceles triangles and stuff on our refrigerator. My son is going to know what an icosahedron is, man.
An icosahedron?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
See, there you go.
But what is it?
It's a shape. It's like a pyramid-y thing.
So?
It's the fundamental unit of the universe. It's the minimum thing that defines an inside and an outside.
It's four isosceles triangles fused together into a shape?
Yeah. It's a D4.
I don't know what that means. What's a D4?
Yeah, and you're not enough of a geek.
No, I'm not. All right, going on with the email, for God's sake. Surely this exposure of a previously implicit abstraction leads people in a more positive direction than claiming independence on the part of all those energy clouds. You know?
Who's this emailer again? What was this?
His name's Richard. And
Richard has it, like, totally on the head.
I can't disagree with
Richard
this.
Is the voice of reason. Y'all should listen to Richard.
I agree. I often have agreed with Gene that the fact is the government is an abstraction. Richard does not say that it's not. He says that this is true, but in the process that it's not helpful. And I don't know if it's helpful or not, but
It's like being really concerned with who did knock over the buildings on 9/11. Guess what the deal is? The government didn't help you. The government's right. A bad idea anyway.
The buildings got knocked over. We got more government. Right. It doesn't matter whether it was a false flag operation or not, or a real flag operation.
Either way, it was a bad thing all around.
We've gotten more government. That's the result. I can't prove to somebody whether it was a false flag operation.
It was a false flag operation.
Or a false
that
flag
man
operation.
Is not gay.
I cannot.
You ever seen
prove
those
it.
Guys that just they don't trip your gaydar?
Yes, I have seen them before, and they always surprise me. But I don't know. As long as they don't bother me, it's no big deal. So I don't know. What do you do with the folks that want to spend all the time worrying about the minutia of either one of these conspiracy theories or one of these liberty conspiracies?
It's like the religious guys, I forgot their name, that came and knocked on my door and told me that the end times were nigh, and it was like during the Real ID thing, and I told them, hey, look, you know what? You believe that Real ID would be the mark of the beast? And they said yes, and I said, well, hold on 1 second. Here's this deal. I got my cell phone right here. You want to call the senator and say please don't do it? They say, no, it's God's will. It's like some of these people, you just got to say bye.
That baffles me.
Yeah.
You didn't want to do it because it was God's will.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
well,
like the truthers. You just say, peace be with you. Bye-bye.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.